For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
When you need spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Like The Cabin in the Woods, Green Room is a down-and-dirty, tension-filled, ultra-violent killer thriller. I mean...
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Men, if you're like me... You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at AnimalRadio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
This is an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy, with prescription medications and over-the-counter products like Advantix Flea and Tick Medication delivered right to your door. Learn more at FosterandSmith.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. There's a new study out from the University of Sydney that says the average size of a dog these days is shrinking. And that's apparently because more pet owners now prefer smaller dogs to be their companions. Researchers analyzed nearly three decades of registrations in order to get this information. They were registrations with the Kennel Club, a UK-based dog welfare organization. They found dog lovers are also increasingly opting for bulldogs and pugs because of their large heads. But get this, the bulldog-pug popularity is also said to be driven partly by their big eyes and chubby cheeks that apparently triggers the same caretaking behavioral responses in humans that we adults have towards babies. The study in the Canine Journal Genetics and Epidemiology found the average height of a dog in 2010 was 47.7 centimeters, or to us, that's almost 19 inches. 10 years earlier, a typical dog stood at close to 20 inches tall. The lead researcher on that study says they also found that the demand for smaller dogs has increased every single year since 1986. Pet cemeteries are becoming increasingly popular these days in China, with owners there paying a whole lot of money to bury their pets. It costs between $50 and $1,800 for an owner in China to bury their pets on a plot in a cemetery there. Rows of tombstones at one cemetery, they say, bear the names of many pets, along with flowers, toys, food, and even vitamins and chew bones that are placed beside the headstones. Pet owners who wish to give their animals in China a more formal send-off can opt to bury their animal under the roots of old trees or in a single grave. And like in America, they can also opt for cremation. Well, this cat has got more than your tongue, and it might be kind of embarrassing. A pet cat in New Zealand has been stealing men's underwear and socks from other people's homes. In the last 2 months, the six-year-old cat named Bridget acquired 11 pairs of underwear and more than 50 pairs of socks. Bridget's owner says she has put notes in every single mailbox on her street trying to warn her neighbors, but no one is admitting to missing anything yet. But one day, they say Bridget came home from being outdoors very motherly, then came in carrying a sock like it was a kitten. So maybe that's her attraction.
You know, I'm always wondering where that sock went, that extra sock. Every time I do laundry, maybe we have a sock-stealing cat around.
You missing any underwear, Hal?
I am.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy. With everyday low prices on products like Quellen and Rimadyl delivered right to your door with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
I'll just check when she asked, and it's gone.
You had him on just a minute ago.
You know, it'd be a good way, honey. I don't know whose underwear that is. The cat brought them in.
Is there something you want to tell me, dear?
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And over the last several weeks, we've been talking about cloning and genetic preservation with Viagen Pets, and we have back Malene Rodriguez. She is the client service manager over at Viagen Pets. Now, the deal is that you need to go into your own vet to get the DNA. They'll actually collect the DNA for genetic preservation.
That's right. So successful genetic preservation and cloning depends upon Viagen Pets receiving a high-quality tissue sample taken from the pet by their veterinarian. So you can imagine the veterinarian plays a key role in the genetic preservation and cloning services. Now, unfortunately, not all veterinarians are aware of our services. So for the past year and a half, Viagen Pets has been traveling across the country. I've been attending veterinary conferences, and the goal here is to inform the veterinarians about our services and educating them on the process so that when they have a client that comes to them who may be interested in this, they know what to do.
What is the reaction that you get from veterinarians when you start talking about this? I'm sure you get the whole gamut of reaction.
One into the other.
We do. And for the most part, it's positive. This service can really offer a benefit to the veterinarians. Most veterinarians at one point in their career are going to go through what's called compassion fatigue. In dealing with end-of-life situations for pets, you know, they got into this career because they love animals, but unfortunately they spend so much of their career dealing with ill animals and pets and situations like that. So what genetic preservation can do for the veterinarian is gets them an extra tool. Something else they can offer the client in an end-of-life situation where the client comes to them and says, Doc, is there anything else we can do? What else can we do? And so the veterinarian can offer this genetic preservation and potential cloning as an alternative, something that can give the client some hope.
I was actually wondering, is there, because this is, you know, a lot of emotions going on when a pet is lost, and as veterinarians, we always kind of feel kind of in the middle. Is there any kind of emotional counseling or support that Viagen Pets gives to a prospective person who might be looking to clone?
Definitely. And I'm usually the one that handles those types of calls, so I don't have any formal training, but I've been through this service a lot. So I've been through this, and so I'm happy to talk the clients through the process because we don't want them to make a rash emotional decision. We want them to be fully informed and have their expectations met before they move on into this process. But unfortunately, most of the time, the clients are in an end-of-life situation where they really have to act urgently. So we encourage clients to think about this ahead of time, before their pet is in that end-of-life situation. Think about this, make sure it's something they want to do, plan for it, and then they can have that service done at any point.
They don't have to make any immediate decisions about cloning. They can just genetically preserve the DNA and then go through the process of deciding whether or not they want to clone down the road.
That's right. The cells can be stored indefinitely, so they don't have to clone right away. Most clients choose just to store the cells with us. It takes about a month to grow the cells for the genetic preservation service, and then those cells are stored indefinitely.
Well, you definitely hold everybody's hand the whole way. So if people have questions right now, they want to get in touch with you and find out answers to their questions, what number do they call?
They can call me at 888-876-6104. There's also some great information on our website at viagenpets.com.
Yeah, there is a whole lot of information over there. Check it out, viagenpets.com. That's spelled V-I-A-G-E-N, pets.com. Of course, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Melaine, thanks so much for hanging with us today.
Great, thank you.
Hello, Sherry.
How are you?
Good, how are you today?
Well, I've got a nine-month-old Yorkshire Terrier who is in heat, and I have some questions.
Well, go ahead. What do we got going on with that heat cycle?
Okay, well, it seems like it's been lasting forever. But she went through the stage where the other dogs wanted to be around her, but I didn't notice anything. And then her vulva started to swell, and she started to bleed very little bit. And the bleeding has stopped. Her vulva is still swollen. My curiosity is, will that go back down?
It will, yes, but there's conditions to that. So go ahead. What's your other part of the question?
Okay. The other question was, I have a 20-pound little terrier mix that is male who locked up with her this morning, and he's fixed. And she didn't know what to make of all of it, and didn't know what to do, so we put them in the bathtub.
Wow.
To get them apart.
So that's a crude awakening, or a rude awakening, I should say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's talk about this baby's heat cycle. And so how long has she actually been in heat? You said she bled for a couple days.
Yeah, my best guess is that she's probably been in heat a good 16 or 17 days.
Okay. Well, the unpleasant news here, Sherry, is that dogs can be in heat for a long period of time, and we don't really get too worried up until about 6 weeks. So this whole process of discharge and vaginal swelling, all of that kind of can span that time frame. And for some dogs, they may only have bleeding for as little as 1 day, but some dogs will bleed up to 3 weeks. And that vulvar swelling, the vaginal swelling that you're describing, that can last up until that 6 week period of time after that first bleeding starts. So you got a long period of time. And there are some dogs that will have a little bit of residual swelling in the vaginal area afterwards. But it's very interesting to me that you said that you have a male that is neutered and they actually tied, because usually that's a pretty much a hormone-driven thing on his part for that process and that physical connection that where they actually got stuck together. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And they weren't moving. They were just staring at us like, what do we do next?
He must be an oversexed little fella if he's already had his little bazonkers taken away from him and he's still doing the deed.
And he's been after her for 4 or 5 days, and we just, you know, kept shooing him. Well, this morning we didn't get to him fast enough, so.
Yeah, well, and has he been recently neutered, or is that something he's been,
done for? Or he's eight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Okay. Well, very good. Now, and of course, I'm going to have to put my little advertisement in for your little girl, is to get this gal spayed.
Because I know, but I want puppies.
I know. I'm not listening to that, because I'm going to talk about her health benefits. And there's a ton of Yorkie puppies, and I'll tell you that at my shelter, it breaks my heart. I can guarantee you, if I walk through today at our local shelters here in Las Vegas, I can find many purebred Yorkies sitting in the midst of those cages waiting for a home. So any pets that you add to the pet population are going to displace those, and those are going to be euthanized, because someone's going to want a puppy before they're going to want to take on a pet that needs a home that's already on this earth. So I would have to put my advertisement in for that, but also for her health and her well-being, just to help prevent mammary cancers and a lot of these reproductive complications.
silent cable. It's your mask. Funtainment for your heart and your head. Here's your real dogs doing amazing things. Watch.
You wouldn't think he's 10 years old just by the way he acts.
Tucker gets into a lot of trouble.
Known in the family to be the food burglar.
And because of that, an amazing secret that was hiding in Tucker's belly is about to be revealed to the world.
After I turn around, the popsicle is gone.
Tucker ate it stick and all.
You know, smacking his jaws.
But you know, with dogs, often what goes in comes right back out.
Stick and all, everything came out.
2 days later, something else came out.
And I look in the paper towel, and here is my wedding ring. I kid you not. My wedding ring?
Her ring went missing 5 years ago.
I was devastated.
The vet thinks the popsicle stick may have dislodged the ring.
Friends have said, I want a dog that throws up diamonds. Like, who doesn't, right? So I have my wedding ring back, and Tucker is, he's my hero.
Hero? That dog's a jewel thief.
And I don't even care.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
In a summer packed with turds, you won't go bananas for The Legend of Tarzan. You'll probably throw poop at it. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.